Hello, my name is Brandon Mark. I'm the VP of Sales for BioCircuit, and today I'm excited to spotlight one of our standout partners, Jake Six. Jake Six is our Colorado distributor at Peak Six Surgical. He is leading year to date in revenue, and wanted to highlight some of his strategies in making NerveTape a success. How are you doing, Jake?
Doing great, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, Jake, you signed on in August, and since then, I mean, you've been on a rocket ship. You had at least 7 accounts approved and multiple stocking orders, at pace to hitting your quota this year. Jake, when looking at your upper extremity targets, how did you assess who would be a good target and where you wanted to start off first?
Yeah. So the where I started with upper extremity is looking at who in the state is doing peripheral nerve repair. And that can be through a Google search, looking at each facility like UC Health, which is the University of Colorado Health System, as well as HCA. In looking at each of those, I looked for hand surgeons specifically that had fellowships that resonated with peripheral nerve repair and microsurgery. And then going into my Rolodex of people that value both my opinion as well as my expertise in nerve repair, and having them either introduce myself to those folks that I didn't have a relationship with, or go directly after those folks and set up meaningful meetings and demos to get the ball rolling.
And what did those meetings look like? What'd you bring with you, and how did the discussions go?
The things that I bring are the porcine nerves that you guys supply us with. Some of the demos, as far as sizes are concerned, the 2mm and 3mm, particularly what I usually roll out with, as well as those placemats that you guys have for us to do the nerve tape demos with, as well as the usability study, just to show exactly where the value is in nerve tape. And the value that is in nerve tape is time and repair, structure of the repair as far as how strong it is. And once you get it in their hands, it's pretty much a firework that's getting ready to go off in your hand.
So you do a demo with a surgeon, looks up and says, "This is awesome. I got to have it." What are the next steps? We know we're a new company and a new product and probably not approved. What do you try to get from that surgeon before you leave the meeting?
The most important thing is to get contact information with their implant coordinators at their facilities, or the people that are in charge of materials management at those facilities. And that differs from facility to facility. But in the hospital setting, implant coordinators are the ones that submit our back packages for nerve tape. And then for surgery centers, it's getting in front of the business manager / materials manager in order to move the ball in the right direction as well.
And so you get in front of the coordinator that's in charge of reviewing the new products. What do you give them?
So the first step in that instance is making sure you have the contact information for the surgeon that's interested. That is paramount, because without them being the champion, nothing moves. You know, reps are kind of viewed as janitorial staff these days, I feel like, in most facilities. So you have to have a champion that's willing to put their name on the line saying, "I want this product." And then it's just starting the conversation. For most of my instances, it was emails, because that was the easiest way to have a conversation with these folks as far as implant coordinators are concerned. And then also going by the facilities and introducing yourself and letting them know what's coming down the pike. It's kind of a multifaceted approach.
So you get a surgeon to champion the approval process, and you know the process is going to take some time. What do you do in between now and then to ensure that you're going to get a large purchase order?
Finding a first case. So if they have a case in mind, I started with breasts, but if you can get that first case in mind and let the implant coordinators know, hey, Dr. Huntsiger, for instance, has a case in December. She wants to pivot and use nerve tape for her breast repairs or breast reconstructions, where she's repairing the intercostal nerve to the back of the neck, and letting them know ahead of time that, you know, we have some lead time here to get the product on the shelf and get it in the OR so that they can be used, is also a great way to get it in the facility as quickly as possible, because then you have a time component of, hey, we've got this surgery, it's on this date, it's a planned case, we know that she's going to use it, or they are going to use it, and kind of leading that way.
Yep. So using a case to help it move forward with the understanding that hospitals tend to be more reactive than proactive. So correct. Encouraging your surgeon to post cases will give the hospital sort of a deadline to where they either need to tell the surgeon they can or can't have it. What about adding new surgeons that support using nerve tape while you wait through this process?
Yeah, that's the other component. Yeah, I'm glad you hit that on the head there. So and going after the hand surgeons, that was kind of my first instance because that's where I was successful at Axogen because I wasn't a breast specialist at Axogen. But then expanding outward and thinking, okay, well, nerves live throughout the body. Where else can this be successful? And the way I found that to be successful is breast recon and ENT. There's lots of different repairs, whether it's a mandibulectomy or parotidectomy or breast recon, and getting buy-in from those folks too, that so they can also co-champion getting nerve tape approved quickly.
So most of our distributors typically sell to orthopedic surgeons. How would you explain the breast reconstruction opportunity and maybe how they should go about it, knowing that they don't have a lot of relationships and access in that space?
Yeah. So in my experience, I think plastic surgery clinics are a lot easier to get into to even get meetings rather than orthopedic surgeons, because orthopedic surgeons are on calls. They just have a much busier schedule. Nerve repair in the orthopedic space is a very small piece of the pie as far as what they do on a consistent basis. And just figuring out who those targets are. The Resensation website that Axogen has online that's publicly accessible will show you what breast recon surgeons there are in your area. But there's also surgeons that are not on that Resensation website. So just going and figuring out, Googling your plastic surgeons in your area, see who's doing breast recon, whether it's deep flaps or pap flaps or direct to implants or breast expanders. Where it's a staged procedure. Those are the targets you want to go after. And just getting meetings set with them, bringing the demo kit with you, bringing the usability study with you as well, and just leaning on the laurels of this is much easier than microsurgery and having to use 80 or 90 nylon to tie together two nerves rather than using nerve tape, where it's much easier, much faster, and it's consistently replicatable scenario where they can use nerve tape and they know they're getting a consistent repair.
So it sounds like as far as Google targeting, you would just look up surgeons that do breast reconstruction, specifically reconstruction, not augmentation or lifts, right, but reconstruction. And then using the Resensation website to target surgeons that not only do breast reconstruction, but that advertise themselves as repairing the nerves during breast reconstruction.
That's correct. But I've also found that there are surgeons, specifically plastic recon surgeons, that do breast recon that aren't on the Resensation website that are interested in nerve repair, but because it's such a fickle task and using microsuture, they're not necessarily interested in doing that method, but showing them that there's a newer method using nerve tape. I've now found surgeons that weren't on the Resensation website that are now neurotizing that are using nerve tape to resensate for the breast recon work.
And connecting nerves in the breast, any difference? Like how you would do your demo with a breast reconstruction surgeon versus an upper extremity surgeon? Or is the demo pretty much the same?
The demo is very similar. I think that you have to let them know that for cases like deep flaps, the nerves are a lot wispier. So using a smaller diameter piece of nerve tape where the intercostal nerve is connecting to the flap that they take from the abdomen is important.
So when you go through value analysis, so you have a surgeon champion, you've sent the coordinator your value analysis packet. What do they typically want to compare our technology with?
The most common thing is them trying to compare it to Axoguard nerve connectors. And this is a pitfall for a lot of them because they think it's a similar device or the same device, right? Where it's actually nerve tape is a superior product. The fact that we have nitinol micro hooks embedded in the porcine SIS makes it a superior product comparative to just a tube. The tube also is 7 layers of porcine SIS, whereas nerve tape is 2 layers with the nitinol micro hooks pressed in between the 2 layers. So a lot of the pushback that you get in the immediate is, well, our surgeons are using one piece of nerve connector, cutting it in two, and using that for the coaptations at each on each side, if it's a bilateral, or on one side if it's a unilateral. And really, this is where you have to drive the value proposition of nerve tape. It's a superior product. Is it more expensive if you're cutting nerve connectors in two? Probably, but not by much. And you're saving a lot of OR time. So laying on that laurel of, you know, you're saving the surgeon time, you're saving the facility time. And in instances where I've had success, I've now been able to have breast recon surgeons do two cases in one day rather than one case in one day.
So regarding pricing strategy, our list price is $1,799. Do you typically lead with this price? And how does this compare with the market leader Axogen and their Axogen connectors?
Yeah, so I always lead with list price. It is what it is, and you just kind of have to let them simmer on it, because first person to talk usually loses in a negotiation, right? So when we're talking about pricing, we're talking about the cost of nerve tape, whether or not it's more expensive than cutting two nerve connectors from Axoguard, Axogen's Axoguard products is a totally different segue. But I try to lean away from that conversation and say, look, this is going to be a time saving component. You guys are going to be able to add more cases throughout the day. And at the end of the day, you're getting a better, more consistent repair.
Yep. And just to be clear for the audience, the cutting them in half is something that often happens with breast reconstruction. They'll take a connector and cut it into two so they could use it for each of the coaptations. You can't cut nerve tape in half like that. It just won't work the way it's designed. But in most cases, and what Jake's alluding to, is you want them to do a one-to-one comparison. One nerve tape versus one Axogen connector. And in those situations, typically the $1,799 will be the price winner. On occasion, you have to discount. Anything that you do strategically, if you're going to offer a discount to create more of a win-win, anything you ask them for?
Yeah, so I've partnered with Brandon on this for one account in specific, that where, you know, we lock in a discounted price, but they have to do a stocking order of a minimum sort of units to have on the shelf. And then they have to also have possibly a multi-year deal where they're going to continue to order and use nerve tape rather than just one-off uses case-by-case basis. Getting a par level on the shelf is paramount to making sure that you're winning in your territory. That's the best way forward.
And speaking of stocking, just to reiterate, we are unique in that we're a purchase only model. We don't do consignment and we don't do rep stock. On our end, we believe that hospitals that purchase own their inventory and are going to use their inventory more consistently if it's on the shelf. This reduces the reliance on reps having to run and essentially chase cases. It eliminates the need for doing audits. But this is something new, and they are used to other competitors having consignment or rep stock. How have you managed this message, and how have all of your accounts to date purchased their inventory?
The best way that I can describe the win here is, you know, creating good habits. And when you create a good habit in an account by making them do a purchase level and keeping it slim at first so you get usage out of it, is the best foot forward. And by that, I mean, all right, so let's say Highlands Ranch Hospital, for instance. When we started, we had one breast recon surgeon at Highlands Ranch that was willing to use nerve tape. We've now got three surgeons that work at that facility that are all using nerve tape. So when we landed, we said, okay, let's start out with, you know, making sure we're covered for the next 2 months for Dr. Hunsaker, for instance. And we know that she has three cases on the book. She's going to use four pieces of nerve tape on those bilateral cases per case. So let's say we need 12 on the shelf just to make sure that we have what we need to cover her. And then what happens is the implant coordinator calls and says, hey, Jake, I've also got Dr. Chris Williams and Dr. Michael Bateman that also are interested. So we need to up this par level. And then by just being in the hospital and seeing nerve tape get used, it gives me access to other surgeons that are in that facility as well. So Dr. Campana, who's an ENT surgeon, caught him in between cases, showed him what nerve tape was, showed him a quick video of how it's used. And he's like, absolutely, I want to use this. Why would I use microsuture? How fast can I get it? And I need different sizes than what we currently have on the shelf. So it was able to kind of land and expand within a facility. Yeah.
So it sounds like what you're saying is you started conservative, understanding that there's going to be some reservations and price sensitivity because it's the first time they've ordered. Once they do order, continue to talk to more surgeons and build advocacy. And eventually the facility, if they're using more, will ramp up their inventory.
Correct.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot here. I am a materials manager. You are talking to me about purchase. And I say, Jake, I don't want stuff to expire. I just had Dr. Smith. He ordered a bunch of shoulder anchors. He fought for them, never used them. They expired. We've never used nerve tape. We don't know if the doctors are going to like it. We're already resistant to purchase. What sort of things can you give me for peace of mind that this is not going to expire and this stuff is going to get used?
With every initial purchase order that a facility does, BioCircuit is authorized to do somewhat of a buyback from that first purchase order if things don't get used. But I think by keeping it at a low par level and saying, hey, look, let's get a few usages out of this. Let's see what's getting used most commonly. And if ever there's an instance where something isn't on the shelf that the surgeon needs, that's a pain point. And that's a pain point that the surgeon is going to highlight to the facility saying, hey, I was using nerve tape, but you guys didn't have a 5 millimeter diameter piece of nerve tape that I needed for median nerve at the wrist. And I had to use micro suture. Using them as your advocate and saying, sometimes, you kind of have to wait and play the stalemate game and wait for that pain point to arise for that to get pushed across the finish line. Another instance where we've been successful, and I know that you don't want to use this and deploy this method every time, is saying let's do a paid trial. So let's find a case that's coming up that you have booked. Let's order in one stocking or one order or case stock order for nerve tape. Let's get it used. But you don't want to create a bad habit there. You don't want to say, let's just order for every case and just say this is a one-time deal. Once we get some usability, we need to put some stuff on the shelf and really just stand strong with that, because they think they make the decisions at the end of the day, but the surgeon is actually the one that gets to make the decision on what they get to use.
Yeah. And I think, there's power in saying that we're a premium product offered at a lesser price. We're more expensive to make. And the reason we're able to have this competitive price is because of this purchase only model. I think that it can help that and providing the assurance that, for their initial purchase, we can return things. And then also that the shelf life 3 years, and that's twice as long as Axogen connector. Right. So that should provide some peace of mind as well. I wanted to briefly discuss handling objections. I mean, the majority of meetings in my experience where you get in front of a surgeon and show them nerve tape, they're going to say that they want it. But every once in a while, you run into people who have objections or are hesitant to use. What objections have you seen, and how have you overcame them?
Yeah, so Fraser Leversedge is one of the predominant nerve repair surgeons in the United States. He's very well trained. He's looked at as a pioneer of nerve repair. And he was hesitant, to be honest, at first as a hand and upper extremity orthopedic surgeon, mainly because he was wondering, do the nitinol micro hooks migrate? What happens if you use it in a joint like a distal digital nerve, where you're impinging on the bend of the finger and flexion and extension? And what we did with him is we supported a ASSH sponsored philanthropic trip to Honduras. He did used nerve tape in seven different patients. And I actually just had dinner with him last night, and he is astounded by the ability to use it, how quickly it is to use in the OR. And he was apologetic. He was like, Jake, I'm sorry, I doubted you, but I'm in. So let's start cooking with gas here and get nerve tape used in the hand and upper extremity space. I think he was also a little turned off because he's at a teaching institute and he wants to be able to teach his fellows and residents how to suture nerves. But, nerve tape doesn't work in every instance. If you're at the distal end of a finger and you don't have a good target at the distal end, that's a good instance to use micro suture. But in a spaghetti wrist where you have multiple nerves out, multiple tendons out, he's like, this speeds up my time. It makes me get through the case quicker. And, you know, you're teaching, the way he said it last night was, you're teaching surgeons that there's a new product out there so that they can fight for it when they get to another facility.
And to really focus in on a very strong value proposition that is, you know, enabling a surgeon to do a better job at something and saving them time. Those are things that they feel every time they do a procedure. And those, you know, far exceed, you know, concerns with pricing or whether they're going to stock it or not. This is about a surgeon's quality of life. And I think we can win in that department. In closing, what would you tell a new distributor, a new sales rep who's just getting started with NerveSafe?
I would say it takes time to build this business. You have to make time for NerveTape. I know that most distributors probably have other things in their portfolio. Mm-hmm. You need to have someone specific on your team that can go out, set meetings, have impactful conversations with these surgeons so that you can move the needle. If you're not having those meetings on a consistent basis and touching base with those surgeons on a consistent basis and the implant coordinators, it's going to be very hard for you to be successful, because you have to put time into this. And that's where I've been successful, and that's how I continue to be successful. So making time and making sure that, you know, you're doing what you should be doing as a NerveTape distributor, which is talking about NerveTape and being consistent about it week over week over week, day over day over day.
Awesome. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to talk to you, Jake. It's exciting to watch your trajectory, and I'm sure you're going to be well over quota probably by mid-year and getting some of that kicker percentage commission. So thanks a lot.
Baby, that's my target. So let's do it.
That's awesome. I appreciate your time, Jake.
Thanks, Brandon.